welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you all are having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, for this is the day the Lord hath made. We actually have some really nice weather here today. Yesterday was, Florida, July, summertime, never-ending thunderstorms was yesterday. But today was pretty good. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. But again, but it doesn't matter. Yesterday was a beautiful day for me, too. Yesterday was the day the Lord hath made, too. And I was rejoicing and being glad in it yesterday. So always remember, guys, it doesn't matter about the weather. It really doesn't, even though there's a huge high-pressure zone parked over the United States now, and now they're saying the temperatures could be over 100 degrees all over the United States, an excessive extreme heat dome. They said the records go up to 121 degrees for a few of the different states and a few different areas. And again, that's being done because they're controlling the food supply and the planting and the harvesting and everything else, because they're trying their best to bring in this new world order. And I got another email this morning that said that basically it was all China. China did this, and China did that, and China did this. And then I listened to another video this weekend. It was the Nazis are doing it. The Nazis are doing it. And I'm like, gosh, guys, think through this. It's not the Nazis. They're gone, all right? And I'm not saying that some of the Nazi people, you know, haven't continued to stay alive and there aren't neo-Nazi groups in the United States. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it's not the Nazis. It's not the Chinese. It's the Kabbalists. And they're blaming everything. Another person who was a big Q supporter sent me this total Q propaganda about how we're going to have 176,000 indictments in the next 90 days. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go again. Everything to basically stop the Patriots from doing anything. And that was, by the way, that was all this morning. And I thought to myself, this is just crazy that people believe this stuff. And it's a psychop because it's easier to have normalcy bias. Now, here's some good news. On Friday, if you haven't heard, Donald Trump pardoned Roger Stone. And, of course, the Democrats have all gone into basically heart failure over all of this, not to mention all of the people and over 1,000 people that Obama has pardoned. I think Trump has pardoned like 11. And personally, like I said on Friday, if I was Trump, I'd pretty much get rid of all the people that are jailed for minor offenses and just be done with all that silliness. But the reality is Roger Stone was pardoned, and he said that Jesus Christ had his back and he was never worried. He said on a video he did with ManCow that we've posted supposedly on our website. Hopefully I get that thing posted. And he also said on the Hagman show that he realized that vengeance was mine, saith the Lord. That's a scripture that I had given him on Wednesday of last week when I met with him for 4 hours. Because they were talking about vengeance and going back after the people that had attacked him and everything else. And so I sat down and I actually mentored him a little bit as far as my Christian standpoint. And guys, we've got to realize that we're called to walk in love is what we're called for. You know, and in Romans in 12:19, it says, "Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." So they're quoting the Old Testament there. And what does that mean? Does that mean that these people are going to do you wrong and nothing bad is going to happen to them? No, not at all. I can't tell you the times, particularly back in the 80s and the 90s, when someone would attack me. And they did that a lot in the 80s with the Christian community, because I was talking about scriptural nutrition and eating clean and not eating pork and all these different types of things that are still so controversial today. And I remember I had a lady who basically came after me, got me thrown off a major radio station. Had a class that I was teaching canceled because she was the wife of a doctor in the church, and she ended up running a Ponzi scheme with the Watson Clinic here in Central Florida, and she ended up going to prison. While she was in prison, she came down with cancer, and she was dying, and they sent her home to be in a hospice to die. Guys, I've seen that personally, and she viciously attacked me. So should we pray these imprecatory psalms and curses against people who use us? The Bible says no. Jesus taught us better than that. And I'm so glad that Roger Stone quoted that scripture. Hebrews also says in Hebrews 10:30, it says, "For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people." And we have to understand that we're called to walk in peace. In John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace," it's Jesus himself talking now, "peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. do not be afraid. Guys, it's so important right now with all this uncertainty that we will not allow ourselves to be afraid and that we walk in peace. In Matthew 5, 20 and 44, Jesus says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Wow. So that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Guys, think about that for a second. God's going to take care of you. He always will. He always does. The Bible also says, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread." In Luke 6, 24, Jesus says, "But to those of you who will listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you." Now, you think, well, that's pretty strong teaching. Well, you got to understand something, guys. Before Christ came and said all of this stuff to us, it was one of those deals that we were basically under Abrahamic law. It was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Basically, if someone did you wrong, they took out your eye. You took a knife, you cut out their eye. So they hurt you and messed up one of your hands, you cut off one of their hands. I mean, it was one of those deals. It was vengeance. Everything was retribution. And that's why when you see the prayers that are praised by David in the Psalms, that's what he was under when he's cursing all these people that were coming after him. Guys, we don't do that anymore as Christians. And that's what I tried to explain, and I did explain apparently rather well, I hope, with Roger Stone when he said that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He's quoting Scripture, because we have to understand that we're not of this earth. We're just passing through. I've given you those analogies and examples before. You know, this isn't our final destination. This is kind of a layover. All right. This is kind of like you're flying from Orlando to, and you want to fly to Hawaii. Now, they've done this to me before, and they send you like through Miami, back through Chicago, back through Seattle, back through to Hawaii. And you go, what the heck? And then you get to Chicago. It's about an 8-hour layover, and you're like, this is the worst connection I've ever seen. That's what we're on here on this planet. We're on a layover. Now, maybe 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years as far as we're here. But in the great scheme of the universe when it comes to eternity, it's momentary. It's just a little glitch, a little blip. And all these people that worship the beast and do the things that he wants them to do, this ain't a blip for them. Okay, this is as good as it's going to ever get. Because when they die, it gets a whole lot worse. Because these same demonic entities that got them to do the things they did on this planet are going to be over the other side waiting for them. And they ain't got you back. They're not about taking care of you. You know, people said, I heard people say before, well, you know, why I'm here, I know I'm on a grease track to hell. Why I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and do the best I can and just live it any way I want to live it. I'll make the devil my best friend. Let me explain something to you if you got that mindset. If you think he's going to be your buddy and you guys are going to chill out and drink beer together in hell, it ain't going to be like that. These things, the things that live in that other dimension, they want to be you. They hate you. And because your DNA is interdimensional, they can get energy from you, especially in a sacrificial sense. I've talked about that in length before. I won't do it right now. And they only want to do one thing, and that's to use you and to consume you and to torture you and to do all kinds of bad things to you. And that's the thing I never can understand. And I've said this so many times on the show, and I've said it on Hagman and Hodges and all these different shows I've been on. I've said, why in the world do you guys follow the beast? He's telling you to kill your children. He's telling you to do all of this horrible stuff. He's not a good guy. And for some reason, they think he's the good guy. And they've gotten so twisted, Austin, in their theology, especially with the churches that refuse to tell the truth and longer preach from the pulpit like they're supposed to and tell the people the truth. I mean, think about it for a second. You know, if we're supposed to walk in love to the best of our ability, does that mean we're supposed to be a doormat? Absolutely not. Does that mean we can't stand our ground? Absolutely not. Does that mean we can't broadcast the name of Jesus whenever we get a chance? Absolutely. Absolutely not, though they may tell you not to. Does that mean that you have to be a bootlicker and wear a mask for a non-issue with a non-disease, with a non-anything? By the way, it did start off very, very real, and they could release a really bad one. They could do that. They have the technology to do that. But does that mean that we have to be compliant to all of these crazy stuff? Well, that's got to be your choice, doesn't it? That's your choice. I told Sharon this morning, I said, I mentioned this on the show on Friday a little bit. You know, she went over to Walmart and Sam's this weekend or wherever she went, and she just walked in there without a mask on. And, of course, then she runs into the grocery store in Lakeland, and she runs into Lana, Austin's wife, and Lana's kids, you know, the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old pushing their own buggies. And Sharon said they were like the only people in the whole store without a mask on, like her and Lana and the kids. And then one other couple came by without a mask on, and Sharon said, thank you so much for not wearing a mask. And they looked at her kind of funny with a puzzled look on her face, on their face. Guys, we've got to stand our ground on this. This is a beta test. Let me try to say it as clearly as I can. It's a beta test. They're testing you to see if they can prep you for bending over to take the vaccination. They're making this thing never ending. I mean, if you look at the Drudge Report this morning, it's all psychop. It's all lies. It's all lies. You know, COVID-19 reinvades the states that had already gotten over the COVID-19. Okay? Pandemic will last 2 years and change the American way of life. Just psychops. Scientists hope summer temperatures would temper down, but what happened? Military cases growing at twice the national rate. Bases quarantined in Okinawa. Wait times for test results to jump to a week or more. Scans reveal heart damage in over half the patients. Ohio man 37 dies after claiming COVID was just a hype. On and on and on and on and on. It never stops. Why? Because the cabalists control the media, and they're telling you what they want you to believe to scare you. That's why Jesus said, don't be afraid. That's why I read you that verse this morning. Fear not. We're not of this world. We're just passing through. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Well, it's really well said. I've seen all this hype now, and it's funny. I talked about this a couple months ago. I said there's a high probability they're going to use Florida to demonize everybody in Florida for not basically listening, for being rebellious. If you guys remember at the very beginning of this whole plandemic, the beach videos, you guys remember this, people were out on the beach in Florida, all over the beach, East Coast, West Coast, didn't matter. And remember the media was having a field day about it. Oh, everybody's at the beach. They're not social distancing. They're going to cause all these problems. Everybody's going to get it in Florida. And, of course, we found that that was not accurate at all, that there were some cases that popped up in Miami and pockets of it, but for the most part it wasn't an issue. And I told you guys, I said, you watch what's going to happen. I said, Florida is just, for some odd reason down here, Florida's very rebellious. It just is. It doesn't like to listen to nonsense. I think, like I said before, I think because majority of people's mindset in Florida is we realized a long time ago that the government is not here to help you, especially in rural areas when you deal with massive hurricanes and storms that repeatedly hit, and you're out of power, and you're out of, you know, internet, and you're out of water, and, well, actually, you're generally not out of water, so you can always get more water, but I'm talking about the stores and stuff. You realize real quick, nobody's there to help you. You're there to help yourself. Your family's there to help you with the support of God Almighty. But no, nobody else. The local municipalities are not there to help you. Within a few days, they're completely and totally overrun, or they're at home helping their families. So you realize real quick, you're on your own. And so when the media starts bantering off rhetoric about you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, we kind of just shrug it off. Because we've heard this so many times with the fear porn from the hurricanes, over and over and over again. Hurricane comes in for a week and a half straight. All the media does talk about Florida. Hurricane's going to do this. We know it's going to go right here. And then guess what the hurricane does? It goes all the way around the other side of the state, hits the other side of the state, wipes some stuff out. Everybody figures it out afterwards, repairs it, gets back to business. So we realize the media is pretty much almost always wrong, and they lie all the time. So we saw this down here in Florida where they ran it and raved and talked about how bad Florida was and how we're not listening and we're not social distancing. And of course, you remember, the numbers didn't go crazy, really. And still the numbers haven't gone crazy. Even over the last 5 months now, actually like 5.5 months since they started counting this stuff, it's pushing on almost, 5.5 months. There's been right at like 4,000 deaths in Florida, allegedly, to COVID. That's actually what they say on the books. Now, granted, we already know that they've manipulated and twisted the numbers, and they're saying all these cases are skyrocketing, all these cases are skyrocketing, and we've already had numerous reports now, repeatedly, where people test negative and they still get put down as positive. People that sign up for testing and they test positive and they never tested, but they still get a positive test back via email, voicemail, mail, so forth. So that being said, you have to ask yourself a question. Why is the media coming out now? They're now saying that Florida is the epicenter, basically, of COVID now in the entire world. I kid you not. They're saying now if Florida was a country, it would be the epicenter of the entire world. That's completely and totally inaccurate. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. I was just in West Palm Beach over the weekend. I had to handle some vehicle stuff down there. I live in Central Florida most of the time. I got friends all over the state, connections all over the state. And I can tell you right now, doctors, nurses, everybody, that's not happening down here. Not at all. You got people that are getting sick. People get sick on a regular basis. Remember I told you guys last week, I said on average, the average death rate in Florida from general causes, drowning, water moccasins, gators, car accidents, so forth, is usually between 180 to 200,000 people per year. That's on average every single year that many people die in Florida. It just is what it is. Live down here. So we've had 4,000 people allegedly die from COVID in a five-month period, and we're now saying that Florida is the epicenter of this virus and basically we're the problem. This is being done exactly what Dad just said, is a blatant psychop. They're trying to show everybody in the entire country that when you don't listen, when you don't wear your mask like a good little slave, when you don't follow orders, the COVID spreads. So the only way to do that and make this stuff spread at an exponential rate is to fib the test. Because everybody I know that's gotten it and tested positive is better in like 2 to 3 to 4 days, especially when they take large doses of vitamin C and D3. I had another buddy last week talk to me. Text me up. He goes, man, I went and tested, felt kind of tired. We got a positive test back. He's like, I don't even know anymore if I'm test positive or not. All I know is I'm pretty lethargic. I'm kind of tired. My throat's a little sore. I said, what? Hammer the vitamin C, hammer the D3, hammer the iodine. He had some stuff he already had over there, and he got some more stuff from me. And text me up. Dude, already starting to feel better. Yeah, I know. That's what happens. Imagine that. When your body gets exposed to a virus and you give it the adequate nutrients that it needs to fight off the virus, it happens to work correctly. Imagine that. Imagine that. And it's interesting. I was watching, Lynn and I watched the movie The Bourne Supremacy last night. I wanted to watch it again because I remember there was a lot of stuff with virology in it. And it's interesting. There's a part in the movie where he's talking to this girl that's the one who's involved in the experiments and the genetic testing, and she's actually going into detail on what she did not refer to as the RNA vaccine, but actually DNA gene editing, which is exactly what they're doing right now with this COVID vaccine. If nobody's figured that out yet, do your own research on it, please. It's an RNA-based vaccine. It's actually designed to go in and change a very, very small part of your DNA to make your body allegedly produce antibodies to fight off the COVID virus. This is some weird stuff. And she goes into detail and she's talking about how they go in and take out basically certain slivers and they change. So on them, on this guy, what they did in Bourne Supremacy, they went in and they basically increased his mitochondria by about 1.5%. And so his muscle regeneration, all this stuff, the cellular function, everything went through the roof. But they basically said they viraled him out of it. I mean, they added in a virus after they had been adding in this compound to change him, and the virus actually stuck and it rewrote part of his DNA. This is exactly the technology they're using with the COVID vaccine. And you have to ask yourself a question. RNA vaccine has never been approved for human usage by the FDA. Ever. Never. Not even test subjects. But now all of a sudden, it's got the green light by like every single pharmaceutical company. FDA's approved it, say go forward on it. And now we're using something that has a 99.7% survivability rate, allegedly. That's what pretty much the numbers we've seen. It's so minimal as far as the death rate. But we're actually saying that we need to come out with a DNA-changing vaccine. You have to ask yourself, why? Now, what's interesting about this, in Africa now, and I said a week and a half ago they were doing this, Africa now is becoming the testing ground for the Trust Stamp Vaccine Record and Payment System. This is a new biometric identity platform partnered with the Gates-funded Gavi Vaccine Alliance and MasterCard that will be launching in West Africa in the near coming weeks and combine COVID-19 vaccinations, cashless payments, and law enforcement applications all into one string. So what they're basically saying now is the Trust Stamp digital identity platform is going to integrate with Gavi MasterCard's wellness plan, which is a digital vaccination record identity system that is linked to MasterCard's click-to-play system that is powered by an AI and machine learning technology called New Data. MasterCard, in addition to professing its commitment to promoting this and also promoting childhood vaccines, is now saying what they're quoting as a world beyond cash. And they're now saying in order to protect Africa, they are now going to be requiring people to have a vaccine stamp of approval, so to speak, a trust stamp. And that way, once you have your vaccine trust stamp, you can now use your cashless payment system. And they're going to encourage people basically by giving them some type of financial incentive to get the vaccine so they can get their trust stamp so then they can go around and use this at certain places on their credit card. This is very creepy considering the fact that we already know the CoviPass, which has been approved by 15 countries across the world and been hailed as a digital health passport that will contain your COVID-19 test history and your relevant health information, including vaccine history. What's interesting about this is both of these two things go together. They continue to say your test history and your vaccine status. Now, this is very odd to me because if the vaccine is allegedly so effective, so incredible, this life-saving tool, why would it matter if you've been tested for it? They would just want to give you the vaccine. No, they also want to have you tested. Remember I said the other day they're wanting to have like every single person tested. Just get on a plane now. Apparently, you're supposed to be getting tested. To go to most workplaces now, you have to be tested. They're pushing the test at an exponential rate right now and encouraging people to get it. And by the time the vaccine gets here, a large portion of the population is going to have been tested. Now, I don't know exactly how these two are going to coincide with one another. I can speculate only, but I've told you before, I find it very strange that the COVID test has to go like dang near up to your brain to test this thing. Even normal nasal swabs don't go as high as this thing goes. People said, oh, the flu swab goes high. No, it doesn't. I asked a nurse about that. They said the flu does not go quite as high as this COVID test. We know that all these pharmaceutical companies are paying big money, big, big money to have access to DNA. And now we have this ability to collect people's DNA, including all of their information, and not be restricted by HIPAA law because of this whole CoviPass, including tying it in with Apple and Google. So the question that I present to everybody, and I encourage everybody to look this up, what is the connection between the test that they're wanting everybody to have, the vaccine that they're trying to mandate, and the fact that now they're trying to put together a digital payment system they're testing in Africa now to make sure that you can only use this payment system if you have the vaccine and the COVID test? These two things are not coincidental, nor are they coincidental with the fact that they're wanting to have this type of financial restriction on people unless you have this. This COVID virus has not warranted this level of restriction or tyranny. Not at all. Not even close. But we're seeing people again. The mask, as I've said before, it's something that I do not think for one second is an accidental play. They're doing this only for the sole purpose to get people conditioned to following orders, to get people conditioned to following the right direction down the store, to get people conditioned to basically listening to being told what to do like good little dogs. You walk into a store, you have to have your mask on. It's interesting, when I was down in West Palm Beach this weekend, I had my doctor's letter with me, and I went all over the place working on some stuff. Went to Lowe's, went to the different stores, didn't wear a mask. Every single store had big signs, mandatory mask to enter store. Didn't wear a mask. Nobody said anything to me about it. Wasn't really worried about it. Okay, so we go to this one place, real high-end burger place. We were starving. They had real good burgers from what I'd heard. We went there. I walk in, a couple buddies with me. They put on their mask. I don't have a mask on. I walk in, say, I'd like to order a burger. They said, you have to have a mask on. And I looked around, everybody at the tables, nobody had masks on. And they said, oh, well, you have to, I said, I don't have a mask. I said, I also have a doctor's letter. I pulled out my pocket. They said, well, you have to wear a mask. You take it off when you sit to your chair. I said, the table's like 15 feet away from me. I said, I have a doctor's letter, medical condition. I can't wear a mask. And so all of a sudden, the manager comes out the back. Big old guy, big old black guy. And was not rude or anything, though. He goes, listen, man, he goes, you got to wear a mask. The health department said you have to wear a mask. I said, per county mandate, if you have a health condition and a doctor's letter, you do not have to wear a mask. And he goes, I don't know about all that. I'm calling my manager. So we're standing now offset to the counter, and two of my buddies are up there, and I look at my one buddy, and I said, this is probably going to go south, so go ahead and order me a burger. I can already see where this is going. And so he's like, all right, I got you. So I already had that dialed in because I was hungry. And so he gets his manager on the phone, and he puts his manager on speakerphone. And we're standing at the register, the side of the register, in front of the entire restaurant now with people sitting there. And he gets the manager on the phone. He goes, hey, I got a customer, doesn't want to wear a mask, says he has a medical condition. And she goes, well, he has to wear a mask to come into the store. And he goes, well, he's not going to wear it. And she goes, well, you can't serve him. And I chimed in. I said, I just want to let you know that per the American Disability Act, if I have a medical condition, you cannot refuse me service. And it went dead silent for a second. Now, this time, as you guys know, I'm fairly vocal. This time, the entire store has stopped what they're doing. The cooks have stopped in the back. The front desk has pretty much come to a halt. Everybody at all the tables are now looking at me, majority of which nobody has a mask on sitting at the table. And everybody's staring at me as I'm talking to this guy at the very front of the store on the phone. And she goes, well, you have to wear a mask. And I said, I can keep repeating myself since we're on speakerphone in the entire store. I have a medical condition. I'm not going to wear a mask. She goes, well, what you can do is you can go outside. He'll take your order, and then he'll bring you your food outside. I said, okay, now you're actually talking about that. I said, now here's the irony now. That now everybody's, I've got everybody's attention. Here's the irony. We've been standing here arguing. Now we've been arguing on the phone since your manager got you on the phone and he got his higher manager on the phone. And I said, at this point in time, my friends have already ordered and sat back down. I could have already ordered my food and been back to my table and probably been eating my food to the time frame that we've been arguing up here while I've not had a mask on the entire time in front of the store. Well, I'm sorry, sir. You just have to wear a mask. I said, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to eat now. And they really didn't know what to do. They kind of looked at me with this puzzled look in their eyes, like, ooh, okay. Everybody behind the counter is looking at me, wide-eyed, no idea what to even say right now. And so he hangs up the phone, looks at me, and goes, whatever, man, and walks in the back. And I literally walk 15 feet over. I sit down. My friend's sitting there, no mask on now, at the table. Sit down at my table. Sure enough, food comes right out. We eat. We leave. Great burger, I would have to give it that. I'm not going to say the name on those. I'm not going to promote them because they had an idiot manager there. And that was my experience with basically stupidity that has been forced into people's brains through financial sanctions. What I'm saying is this. What they said was, I talked to another place, and they didn't really care either. They said, here's the problem, Austin. He said, what's happening is now health department is going around with ATF. Yes, I said that, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, if there's any alcohol served at the store. So if there's any alcohol served at the store, any alcohol, it doesn't matter if they sell beer, which most places sell beer, ATF shows up with the health department, 10 to 15 person deep. I actually talked to a store, a restaurant, that had this happen. Went to a steakhouse later that night. They already had a run-in right before we got there. The health department comes in with ATF agents, plain clothes, not militaried out, but they are wearing plate carriers, ATF all over their carriers, chain, you know, the chain badges of them, and they walk around like the Gestapo, and if anybody is breaking violation, meaning they're walking around without a mask, now you can sit at a table, you can drink beer, you can talk to people, you can hang out, but if you walk around from the bathroom to a table without a mask on, they fine the restaurant $5,000 per person. And if it happens multiple times, they shut down the restaurant and they take their alcohol license. I kid you not, this is what's going on at West Palm Beach right now. The health department shows up with ATF agents like the brown shirts, like the Gestapo, to enforce face mask when you have to wear it from going from the bathroom to your table, but you can sit at the table, laugh, joke, be merry, cough, whatever you want to do with no restrictions, but if you don't wear your mask to the bathroom, ATF cites the store. They're not citing patrons anymore. They said they're not doing that. Apparently they had too much blowback, getting all kinds of crap in court. So now they're giving financial sanctions to the stores to force the stores into making sure customers wear masks. that is how far down the rabbit hole we have gone just in a couple months for a virus with a 99.7% survival rate in the United States right now, that federal agents being used through the health department are enforcing mask laws on businesses if they sell any type of alcohol at all. I don't know how much more tyrannical you can get than that. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure it can go further, but in the United States, with a constitutional republic, I don't know how much more tyrannical it can go than that before it goes to full-blown military police, martial law, basically, militarized police, basically on the ground, checking people with M4s before you go in to make sure you have a mask on. That's the next step, I guess, you could have. Full-blown military police standing around and making sure people don't violate the mask order, which Biden has already said he wants a federal national mask mandate now, and numerous other Democrats have already said that, which that would give essentially the federal government carte blanche immunity to enforce mask laws any way they want. See, right now, ATF's attached to the health department when they do this, because technically the health department is the one who's in charge of this. So a federal agency basically is attached to another agency. And so if you watch the movie The First Sicario, the CIA is allegedly not allowed to operate on U.S. soil with operations. However, if they operate on U.S. soil, they have to be in conjunction with another domestic federal agency underneath them. That's why they use this girl that's an FBI agent. So it's an FBI operation with the CIA attached to them. That's how they get around it with their sneaky little spook operations. This is what the ATF is doing with the health department to regulate masks in restaurants. So I thought I would put that out there today, let people know what is really going on right now in some areas and why people are hooting and hollering in the mainstream media about how Florida has gone berserk and we have all these cases and we've had a whopping 4,000 deaths allegedly to COVID in the last 5 months, and we usually operate on about 180 to 200,000 deaths every single year without fail, which equates to between 16 to 17,000 people every single month die in Florida for various reasons. So wake up, look at the numbers, talk to people, don't believe anything the mainstream media says right now. I can tell you right now, from what I personally see, it is all either obfuscation, lies, or misinformation to try to direct you into the narrative that they want you to play into, Dad. Anything you want to add on that?
Well, Austin, I mean, you know, again, you guys have got to, you've got to stand against this beta test. This, you know, it just, and that's what I told you last week. I mean, everybody's wearing a mask everywhere they go, and nobody wants to go against the grain. And, you know, we're being basically conditioned to take the COVID shot. This is what this is all about. This is all about us bending over, rolling up our sleeve, and letting them inject something in us. Look, we'll never get back to normal unless you take the shot. Look, we'll never get back to normal unless you do the social distancing. Look, you've got to make sure that you understand that, you know, the world as you used to know it will never be the same unless you do what we tell you to do, because we're the all-powerful state. It's a beta test, guys. I mean, it's absolutely freaky that people are actually falling for this and they're allowing themselves to basically be in this. I mean, look, here's a bombshell. The COVID-19 infection rate may be up to 440% higher among children who receive flu shots, while the health authorities are pushing madly for more flu shots this coming fall.
Yep.
I mean, this is what's going on right now. These are the actual statistics. A new study published in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases, and I've posted it on our website, finds that children who received inactivated influenza vaccines were 440% more likely, relative risk, okay, to basically come down with corona. With the aggressive push for influenza immunizations now underway, the medical establishment may be setting up children to be extremely vulnerable to coronavirus infections. Guys, you know, we see that children who get flu shots have much higher incidence of flu, just like the people who take the flu shots who are adults. And we've got to stand against this stuff and say we're not going to do this. I mean, right now we have mass tracking being set up everywhere for these immunity passports. They're slated to roll out, like Austin said, in 15 different countries right now, all over the world. I mean, you going over to Europe, if they have a COVID pass requirement, they're not going to let you in. They're simply going to say, no, you can't come into this. You can't do this. But the sad part about it is the vast majority of the population, they're going to go right ahead and do this and not even fight about it. They're just going to bend over, take the shot. All these people say, I'm not going to take a shot, not going to take a shot, not going to take a shot. And you walk around, you go to the grocery store, and there they are wearing a mask. And you're like, what the heck? And see, the narrative is so absolute now, Austin, so absolute about the fact that you have to wear a mask, you got to do social distancing, you got to do the COVID shot, all of it, that they're doing the best to push this through the Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Druidic, whatever, this group of people that basically like to worship a snake. This group runs the planet, and pretending like they don't is just nonsense. Oh, by the way, Trump is now escalating his war on Dr. Fauci, which is another weird relationship, by tweeting bizarre conspiracy about him wanting an ID card to go shopping. And the game show host Chuck Woolery's claimed that the CDC is lying about the coronavirus. So, again, they're saying that Trump is making these bizarre statements now, and these pretty much are true statements that he's making. So it's weird to me. I talked to Jeff French yesterday, by the way. I'll be on his show tonight on the first hour. I talked to Jeff, and I said, Jeff, what are we going to do, bud? He said, well, bud, he's basically, he has a vote for communism or a vote for, you know, or for a vote for the Constitution. That's what they're setting this up. Jeff Biden's a communist, guys. He's a socialist. I mean, he's as bad as Hillary Clinton is, but then he, of course, he has Alzheimer's disease or senile dementia. He won't remember what he did anyhow next week. But the point is, it's not something that we need to have as a president. So are we going to be caught again like they did before with Trump and Hillary, that we're going to have our choice between Ebola or AIDS? I mean, it's like they give you these horrible choices all the time. And now Trump is starting his nationalistic rhetoric again. And if he allows Roger Stone to campaign for him, which now Roger Stone said he will do, Roger Stone says he will campaign for Trump's reelection after the president commuted his prison sentence and reveals serious medical conditions cited by the White House that he had, that was asthma, that he needed to maintain treatment for. Guys, you know, Roger Stone, I believe, can allow President Trump to win the election again. But guys, let me ask you a question, and this is just really, really important. If you go out and you pull the lever for Donald Trump versus Biden, if you do that, that's your choice. And you can do that. I have no problem with you doing that, but just be aware of the fact that when you do it, you're playing the game. If you want to play the game with him because you hate Biden that much or whatever, that's up to you. But just, you think through what you're doing. It's like this. You watch a TV show, and you know they're setting you up to believe in the New World Order, you know, or a plot, or the Chinese narrative, or whatever. And they or a movie could do this, and they make a political statement on the movie, or they make a political statement in the commercial. All you got to do is say, nope, I don't believe that. I spotted you already. Say it out loud. I always dealt with Sharon. We all make a game. Oh, there it is. There's another one. And we spot it. And when we spot it, what ends up happening is the narrative no longer works on you. So if you do vote for Trump, if you say, I'm going to vote for Trump because I can't vote for Biden because he's a communist. Okay, whatever. The point is this. Know what you're doing when you do it. And so when you hold your nose and you pull that lever or push that button or scratch that circle or whatever you do in your state, know that this is a psychop. It's like George Carlin said, and I don't recommend it because his language is so filthy, but man, he was a brilliant, brilliant, how should I say, political analyst. He said if the voting really mattered, they wouldn't let you do it. But guys, they've got to maintain the narrative. The narrative now is the mask. And so when you break the narrative and you say, no, I'm not going to do this, it makes them realize, wait a minute, we had another person not wear a mask. We had another person not wear a mask. You know, Disney World opened this weekend. And it was so odd to me. Almost every single picture they showed of people going into the theme park were taken from behind. You saw their butts. I mean, like every picture that I saw. And they had all their social distancing requirements. And, of course, everybody's wearing a mask. That's why they showed them from the butt. Because they don't want you to see that, you know, you're going to have to wear a mask at 100-degree temperatures here in Central Florida if you want to go to the Magic Kingdom and visit the rat. And by the way, I did say the rat because Mickey Mouse is a mouse. Of course, I call him the rat. So that's what we do here in Florida. We realize that you don't go suffocate yourself, you know, in a theme park with 100-degree temperatures. Guys, you know, it's so important to understand that all of this stuff, these people are so absolutely, oh, I got to go to Disney World. My heart's pounding. I'm so excited. I mean, what are you, 12 years old or 5 years old? What are you, 3 years old? You're excited about Disney World. You're writing an article. What are you, a child? You're that excited? What's wrong with you? Do you not have a life? that it's all about Disney World. I know people don't like that often. It's like, oh, we go to Disney every week. Or sometimes we go three or four times a week. Oh, we buy balloons every time we go for our family. Oh, I'm going to go buy land next to Disney World so I can build a house so I can be next to the Magic Kingdom. Oh, I love it so much. I know people who are like that. Get a life, guys. You have nothing better to do than to go to Disney and pretend like that's reality? What do you think, Oz?
It wouldn't be as funny if it wasn't true. It is. I've met many of people like that. And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's certain segments of it. I'm not going to sit here and play some games here. There's not certain segments that of Epcot and stuff like that that are pretty cool. They have some pretty nice restaurants. But overall, the price has got so expensive now. I mean, for a platinum pass that actually gets you like free parking, so you don't have to pay the $20, $30 parking charge every time, and doesn't have insanely large amount of blackout dates, it's like $1,000 or $1,100 per pass per year. Not joking. So if you and your two kids and your wife, you have four passes, it's almost like $4,000. Four passes, not kidding. And then people finance it. So then they're paying like, you know, $300, $400 a month for passes every month. I kid you not. It's very common down here. It's kind of sad. One thing I thought about, though, and Atlanta brought this up earlier to me, and I thought it was really weird because she showed me some old photos from like 2 years ago when she was at her friend's house. There's an app, social media app called Snapchat. I don't have it, never had it. It doesn't make money and it doesn't produce anything positive to me, so I have no concern in trying to have something like that. Social media can be very obnoxious, quite frankly. Waste your time if you don't use it properly. That being said, Snapchat has what they call filters, I found out. I found this out 2 years ago because I would see photos of some places and there would be these weird filters on these people's faces. I'm like, why do people put filters on your face? What's wrong with your face? Why do you have to put a filter on it? Apparently this is cool. This is a cool thing to do, apparently, allegedly. Well, there's a filter that they were using back in May of 2018, and it was a face mask, and you could choose different styles of different designs on them, one with dogs on them, one with different flowers on them, different face masks. I kid you not. Over 2 years ago, Atlanta showed me these photos from the kids and stuff. Apparently they were at a friend's house one time and they were doing, I didn't know about it, but I'm not a big fan of all that weird photo stuff. But showed me photos of it. Over 2 years ago, friends were taking photos with face masks on filters, not personally on their face, but on the filter. And I told Lane, I said, isn't that some predictive programming or what? That Snapchat over 2 years ago had filters with custom face masks to put over your face when nobody had a custom face mask because nobody wore a face mask for any reason whatsoever unless you work in a hospital. And they had them and people were using them all the time because they thought they were quote-unquote cute filters. I don't know what's cute about it. But I thought that was very interesting when I saw last night. Some real, true, predictive programming. Also, too, in other news, this is something that just kind of furthers my case I want to bring up. Dylan on Real TSFD, Too Savage for Democrats, on Twitter, he posted something yesterday that I find to be very strange. And he's documenting this now. It's the Florida labs, as of July 11th, are reporting 100% positive test results right here. And it has a list of them. Lab 24 Inc. tested 444 people on July 11th. 100% positive, meaning all 444 people tested positive. Lee Memorial Hospital Lab tested 397 people. 100% of the 397 were positive. PanCare of Florida Inc., 323 people tested. 100% of those tests positive. Genesis Reference Laboratory, and I can go on here. Millennium Pathology, Vance Meth Palm Lab, Holy Cross Hospital Lab, Stuart Reference Lab, James Haley Veterans Micro Lab, Millennium Lab, Centricare, all of them. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. All of them. 100% positive, meaning every single test that they took had a positive test result. They're either, this goes either two ways. The statistical probability for this to happen is virtually impossible, unless it has reached the point now that everybody has been exposed to it and is carrying it, contracted it, or is testing positive for it because it's basically a virus that everybody has all the time. And so everybody's going to test positive, and it doesn't matter anymore because you've gotten it, you've gotten it. If you have a good immune system, you fight it off like your body's meant to do. Or these tests are intentionally showing positive results regardless of what you test. It either goes both ways. I don't know. But something to think about that I wanted to put out there, because very, very troubling to see this down here in Florida, everybody lying about what's going on down here in Florida and not really looking at the truth that's going on. Also, too, in other news, we saw an incident now. This was something that was troubling, where a husband and wife, white, basically passed a group of people that were Black Lives Matter supporters, and they basically walked past them. And the Black Lives Matter supporters basically said, oh, Black Lives Matter. And they said, well, all lives matter, but have a nice night. Apparently, they got an altercation, got an argument. Well, then they finally broke up. They walked off. And apparently, one of the people from the Black Lives Matter group got on a bridge above them and shot a female, shot her, got hit three times, killed her on the spot. And the media has been silent. The whole situation literally has not brought it up at all in mainstream media. This is what's going on in the country. This is how they're trying to break it down. There's also been reports now that one of the main leaders of the Black Lives Movement has now come out and declared war on the police and is saying that they are patterning ourselves after the Nation of Islam. There you go. There you go now. Black Lives Matter tied into Islam. Imagine that. It's stemming significantly out of Minneapolis and Minnesota, which is pretty much the epicenter for the radical Islam to breed up there. You can see videos of it. It's not anything they're trying to hide. And now they're saying that they're patterning themselves after the Nation of Islam as basically police, war police, to fight the law enforcement and show them that they're not going to take this any longer. This is anarchy they're trying to promote. Same thing as I told you guys on Friday. Basically, the mayor of de Blasio, or whatever his name is, of New York, came out and said that they pretty much are discussing now the aspect of banning all social gatherings. Again, can't have more than a couple people. Remember how it was before? You can't have more than six people. Can't have a birthday party at your house. Can't do anything. We're not going to allow any large social gatherings in New York City now, mayor's saying. But he's going to make an exemption for Black Lives Matter because they are making what I quote, he quotes, historical change. So the COVID virus is apparently so deadly you can't have a birthday for your five-year-old child. But if you're out protesting, rioting, and throwing fire Molotov cocktails in the stores all in the name of Black Lives Matter, it's perfectly okay because apparently the virus does not attack you anymore, Dad. Can you see? It's crazy to see this level of just contradictory, and they expect people to accept it. It's crazy.
Well, you know, also look in Europe right now. They're telling you in Europe now that rape victims are being accused of racism. In other words, if they're raped by a Somalian immigrant or a Muslim immigrant or Hispanic immigrant or anything, or if they say they've been raped at all, even by a grooming gang, they're saying you're a racist because you don't like being raped by a Black group or a Hispanic group or a white group of Russian, you know, whatever. Anybody who you say anything about being raped, you're basically a troublemaker now because you got raped. And you're like, but what about the girl who got raped? See, this is the problem that you run into when you get into a society that becomes systemically corrupt. Nobody ever wants to take responsibility for what they did. They want to blame shift everything. And, you know, and so now they want to blame shift it on the doggone group, I mean, the girl who gets raped, when they're the ones who allowed these groups to come into the countries. Look at what happened in Cologne, Germany a few years ago when those thousands of people were molested and raped, you know, there at the Dom Cathedral. I mean, this actually happened in Germany. I mean, you know, there were thousands of people were basically touched or groped or whatever. And the one girl was stripped naked and they circled around her and they raped her on the doggone sidewalk, on the doggone cobblestone street. But it was her fault, wasn't it? Yeah, because she must have not been approving of the rapist because of who they were or where they were from. This is all so stupid. This is political correctness run to a different degree of insanity, Austin. And this is what these clowns do all the time. This is what they want to do. By the way, to change topics for a really poorly timed segue here, General Motors is cutting a third shift at the Missouri plant after workers failed to show up due to coronavirus fears. I've got a friend of mine who's a general manager of a major dealership. And he told me today, we have to hit peak. We have to hit peak with this coronavirus. And finally, I sent him back. I sent an article back to him. I said, look, dude, I said, this is a lie. This whole thing's a psychop. It's not true. None of it's true. It's all a lie. It's all for control. So, guys, we have to tell the people the truth. By the way, gold went to $1,850 an ounce. I mean, and of course, they shorted it back down to about 1801 right now, but they're having a harder and harder time maintaining it because of the massive increase in inflationary pressures that are being done by the increase of the M1 money supply, which we talked about several months ago. Also, China has announced retaliatory sanctions on Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and other top U.S. senators for trying to sanction China. And basically, the retaliatory measures are they're being given a travel ban where they can't go to China anymore. I mean, oh, whoopee, that's something that I really want to do again. I've been there once. I don't ever want to do it again. And you know, here's the thing. You know, when you finally get into a situation and you try to tell the people the truth and you have these little places like Trump saying something about this now, or Marco Rubio finally, you know, Bubble Boy Boys finally says something true, or Ted Cruz says something true, they're going to continue to eviscerate them. Why? Because, you know, they want to continue to control the narrative. I know I've said that two or three times now, but you've got to allow yourself to understand what that means. That means that whatever the mainstream communist media says is true, that's the truth. And, you know, it's so funny when you watch that one movie, Shooter. I watched it again the other night with Mark Wahlberg, and he's talking to that one senator, and he goes, truth, because I tell you what the truth is. I mean, we tell you what the truth is. There's no shooties. There's no Shiites. There are only the haves and have-nots. And he starts, for like a 30-second run, that gentleman who plays the senator actually goes into a very good rant as to what and who runs the government and what they want you to believe. He says, you know, and so he says, well, I want to hire you. You've got a very unique skill set. And he goes, I don't think so. See, and this is where we find ourselves now, being controlled again by the international media. By the way, oil set to plunge is the Saudi OPEC sees to boost their output by 2 million barrels. Now, oil's already low, and diesel fuel prices should already be down to 99 cents a gallon, but they are not. And so it's interesting to me how, no matter what happens, the speculators keep those prices pushed as high as they want to have them pushed. By the way, my condolences to the family of Kelly Preston, who died this weekend from basically breast cancer. I don't normally do this, but I really liked Kelly Preston as an actress, and for her to be able to tolerate John Travolta and his weird lifestyle all of these years, says she's pretty amazing person. But she was a Scientologist, so I regret to say that unless she accepted Christ, you know, it's not going to go well for her in the next life. But my condolences to her family. She was a great actress. I thought she always appeared to be a really, really, really nice person on the sets, and that's the reputation that she had. By the way, two police officers in the Daily Mail here, they have a story on her, shot dead while responding to a domestic violence call before a 23-year-old gunman turns the weapon on himself, as police chief says officers did not stand a chance. And guys, I'm going to say something to you, because I don't have a lot of police officers listening to the show. You're one of the 90% of good cops and not one of the 10% of absolutely horrible cops. You be careful when you go on these domestic violence charges, these calls. You get people that are unbelievably angry. Some of them are armed. They may have an axe or a knife or a gun, and they're mad at their wife, or the wife's mad at them. You know, that's what cops always tell me, Austin, is that that's the most dangerous place to be, is the domestic violence, because when they arrest the husband, the wife gets mad. You can't arrest my husband. Or when they arrest the wife, you can't arrest my wife. And then they both turn against the police officers. So police officers, be really, really careful out there right now. Cover your own self when you go into these different types of situations like that, and try to avoid them if possible. Guys, I got to pray for you this morning. I love you. I appreciate you too. Thanks for listening to me and giving me all the positive feedback about being on Hagman on Friday. Got to do a little bit of preaching on that show. I really enjoy that. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Austin, finish it up, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And also, too, I continue to tell everybody, stay armed, stay prepped. There's been reports, and again, I still have not been able to fully verify this. You guys remember last week and a half, when Customs Border Protection basically seized that huge shipment, they said, of over 10,000 parts coming into California from China, I think, and coming in, it was supposed to come all the way into Florida, down in Melbourne. And it got stopped halfway here, and apparently I've been told by numerous sources now, and I've been trying to verify this, I have not got any direct source from the Customs and Border Protection or from ATF, but I have been told that what they were is they were for AR-15s. There was some type of drop-in device. I don't know exactly what it was, but there was basically a drop-in device that converts the rifle to full auto. Now, whether it was a sear or a three-pin kit or what it was, I have no idea. But that's what I keep being told. Again, I cannot verify that, so do not quote me on it. But it would make a lot of sense to see that China is trying to bring that in to distribute these. Because remember, we already saw videos up in Washington State and that whole Chaz or Chad or Chase, whatever thing they had going up there. This was an epic failure for a month. There were videos that surfaced, and they tried to take them down. Basically, that leader up there, multiple people, handed AR-15s and rifles out of the back of cars. That one video, he walks up to his Tesla. He's got a Tesla, opens the trunk, starts pulling AR-15s out of the back and handing them to people. Well, as most people know, Washington State's very restrictive on firearms. So where are these guys just getting the AR-15s from? Now, I know a lot of stores have been robbed. But again, very strange stuff going on right now. Be prepared. There's a lot of tension in a lot of areas. I've seen videos now of people getting into arguments over masks. If you're going to choose to stand against tyranny and you're going to go against the grain, understand you're going to get blowback. I mean, like I told you guys, I dealt with that this weekend, West Palm Beach. You're going to deal with blowback. Be prepared for it. Handle it accordingly. Be prepared on what you're going to say. Understand that there's going to be probably an altercation, and you have to stay calm, regardless of what the situation is and how it's going on. Be prepared. Understand what's happening. Stay cool. Use facts and reasoning. Don't stoop down to some of these people's level. And always, always be ready to defend yourself if you have to be defensive. Again, I appreciate the support. Thank you guys for everything. I see a lot of people forwarding the show out, making sure, you know, everybody's hearing what's going on. I appreciate that. Forwarding the show. Sign up for a free weekly newsletter. We'll send it to you every single day. Again, be sure to check out the product of the week, the Sublingual B12 on sale right now. Lots of other products you can vote on. The Excellent C looks like it's winning right now by a landslide. We got the original Excellent C formula finally back in stock from our manufacturer. We've been working diligently to get it back in. So that is back in stock, and it looks like it possibly may be winning on Wednesday. So again, thank you for the support. Be sure to check out the website if you need anything, and give us a call if you got any questions, need any help. We do the best we can to take care of everybody. Healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow, as always.